Take your mind back to the summer of 2019. And the story that every New Zealander was talking about was a British family causing havoc around the North Island. It all began when the tourists left a trail of litter at Takapuna Beach in Auckland, and a video emerged of the family's young child threatening people who challenged them. Well, they continued their rampage around the North Island, ripping off restaurants, trashing hotel rooms, apparently allegedly stole something from a petrol station. It's quite a story. And then at some stage, New Zealand Opera decided to write an opera about this family. Enter Stuff, which is putting together a six-part documentary series about the events called Unruly. The first part is out today, and here to tell us about it is producer Ali Moore. Hi, Ali.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Thanks for your time today. I see we've got a decent delay on that Zoom. We'll get used to that, and I'll try not to interrupt you. So your documentary is about the tourists, or it's about the New Zealand Opera production based on the story of the tourists?
It's about the opera. The first episode that's out today is a necessary reminder, I think, like a recap of what happened in the summer of 2019. And I've actually been surprised. I mean, it's understandable that I'm so immersed in the story now that I remember every detail, but I've been surprised at how many people you say, do you remember the Unruly Tourists? And they're like, oh, kinda.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this morning's first episode is kind of a recap of that crazy summer, and it finishes with Thomas DeMello Burgess, who's the general director of New Zealand Opera, kind of dropping the hint that he would be interested in turning it into a theatre piece.
Now, when does Stuff come on board?
Right. So all this happened because of Twitter. Back when, before Elon owned Twitter and back when it was a reasonable place to be, I am friends on Twitter with the Fan Brigade, which is, of course, the wonderful Livy Rehana and Amanda Kennedy. And they dropped me a direct message back in 2021 saying they were writing an opera and could I help them with some questions about reporting, because their main character was a woman journalist. And I answered their questions, and it wasn't until after I'd done that I stopped dead and thought, hold on a moment, what opera? And when they told me it was about the Unruly Tourists, I had a complete mind melt moment and immediately pitched the idea of a documentary following the development of the opera to Stuff, and then to the opera itself, and then to New Zealand On Air.
Great. And that would have been good enough, I think. But people may already have sort of heard through various news reports that it didn't go that smoothly, and I'm sure you'll only tell me as much as you want to tell me to avoid spoilers in the series, but things got more interesting after the commission of the opera, right? That wasn't the high point as far as a documentary maker is concerned.
Yeah, so we'd already filmed for 3 days. We'd done the first workshop of the opera, which was half written by then. That was held in Auckland in May 2021. And one of our reporters from Stuff came along to do a little news story about it. And 3 days after that was published, or actually it was probably a week after that was published, a third of the New Zealand Opera Board resigned.
Yeah.
Now, they said at the time that it wasn't directly connected with the commissioning of this opera, but that some opera patrons were unhappy with the direction that New Zealand Opera was going. And, you know, one of the reasons why they're putting this show on and they've commissioned this opera in the first place is to try and lure new audiences to watch opera, because it tends to be quite, you know, the audience skews older and white.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of a fuss about it at the time. We go through that in episodes 2 and 3 of the documentary. But it was well publicised at the time that there were some quite high-profile people that were not very happy.
So, well, I mean, that's sad for the people involved that pretty good news for a documentary maker. I mean, how has the documentary that you've made compared to what you thought you were making?
I think it's a little bit more dramatic than what we perhaps thought. I thought it was an interesting enough story, and interesting for people like me who are not immersed in the opera world generally. I didn't really know much about it. As you know, I'm a massive music theatre fan. And from a personal perspective, you know that the work that I generally do is quite serious and can be quite heavy and can be a bit of a burden to carry sometimes.
I'm sure, yeah.
So it was a wonderful kind of mental refresh for me to work on a project that I thought was going to be fun and light and interesting and creative, and then it got very, very a little different and quite controversial.
I mean, they didn't ask you to leave at any point. It might, you know, I'm sure they thought about, hey, is having a documentary crew filming all this a very good idea or not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there were discussions about that. And I said to Opera at the time, you know, we're going to cover everything. There won't be anything left out just because it's awkward for some people. But that I felt that once the arc of the story had played out completely, we'd probably have a very, a full story of the creative process that we'll have to see, but that would probably leave opera in a decent light. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, you capture all this footage and then you've got to assemble it into documentary structure, decide what to put in and what to leave out. How's that process been?
Well, I made things very difficult for us early on by deciding that I wasn't going to be in it and there is no narration. So, and that makes it quite difficult for the team, because it means you can't film a piece to camera or record a little bit of voiceover to fill a gap. So I leaned very heavily on my wonderful director and co-producer, Joe Raj, who's an award-winning director, and editor, Jason Pengelly, to knit it together in the edit so that it's absolutely seamless. And they have done such an extraordinary job. And what you're left with is a project. You know, I think it's quite fashionable at the moment for journalists to center themselves in documentaries. And with some stories, I think that works really well. With this story, I wanted the characters, our cast of characters, to tell the story themselves and really shine. And the main interviews that we shot in the studio do the heavy lifting there. They had to be absolutely perfect because they're the backbone of the project and drive the story along. So I hope we've done a good job.
What do you hope that viewers get out of the documentary?
I hope that they get a clearer idea of what it takes to put a new piece together, particularly in the opera world, because most operas are 300 years old, and often they're reinterpreted with different staging and costumes. They're very rarely changed in terms of the music, but even just staging something like Carmen in the Spanish Civil War, for example, can be really controversial in the opera world. So to write a completely new comic opera based on recent events is something really extraordinary. It's a cracking story anyway, but I hope people are left with a better appreciation of what goes into the creation of the opera and just what extraordinary performers these cast members are. You know, the first filming we did was at that workshop in May 2021, and just the chill that went through me when they started to sing, and that was just the warm-up, was, you know, it's just, it's incomparable.
So this opera will make it to the stage?
Oh, yes, it's premiering on Thursday at the Bruce Mason Centre.
Sorry, I missed it. Yeah, I completely missed it. Yeah, hence the timing of your documentary.
Yeah, it's coming up this Thursday. We haven't actually shot the final episode of our documentary,
of course,
because we can't until the thing goes on stage. So we're attending dress rehearsals this week and opening night, which is Thursday the 23rd. And then we will be hustling to get our final episode edited and ready to go up on Stuff next week. But all five of the initial episodes will be available each day this week.
Fantastic. Hey, well done. You must be very pleased to have this out there.
As a first-time documentary producer, Jesse, I was really nervous. And as you know, I tend to throw myself headfirst into risky projects, and I'm really, really, really pleased that this one, how this one has come together.
Yeah. Great. Nice to talk to you. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Ali Moore, producer of this new documentary about the unruly tourists, the opera. And you can find it on the Stuff website. We're going to link it on our website as well, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.